Dr. Emma Taylor had always been fascinated by the human brain and its many quirks. As a psychologist, she had studied and treated patients with all manner of phobias, from acrophobia, fear of heights, to zoophobia, fear of animals. But none had ever piqued her interest quite like cynosilicophobia, the fear of empty glasses. It started when Emma's friend, Alex, came to see her. He was a successful businessman in his late, but lately, he'd been experiencing an unusual anxiety that seemed to be affecting every aspect of his life. At first, it seemed like just another case of general anxiety disorder, but as they dug deeper, Emma began to suspect something more specific. "Tell me more about this fear," she said, leaning forward in her chair. Alex hesitated, fidgeting with the hem of his shirt. "It started a few months ago. I was at a bar with some colleagues, celebrating a big deal we just landed. We were all having drinks and laughing when one of them left their glass empty on the table. I felt this sense of dread wash over me, like I was going to be the only one stuck with an empty glass. And then it happened again at another party, and another time at a coffee shop." Emma nodded thoughtfully. "And how does this make you feel?" Alex's eyes darted around the room before landing on Emma's face. "It makes me panicked," he admitted. "I start to think about all the ways I could be stuck with an empty glass, like if someone spilled their drink and I was left with nothing. Or what if I accidentally knocked over my own glass? It's just this constant sense of fear that something will go wrong." As Emma continued to probe Alex's thoughts and feelings, she began to realize the scope of cynosilicophobia. It wasn't just about being stuck with an empty glass, it was about the vulnerability and uncertainty that came with it. Over the next few weeks, Emma worked with Alex to develop coping strategies for his fear. They practiced relaxation techniques, role-played scenarios where he might encounter an empty glass, and even set up mock beer tasting sessions to help him desensitize himself to the anxiety. But despite their progress, Emma couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to cynosilicophobia than met the eye. Was it simply a product of Alex's anxious brain, or was there something deeper at play? One day, as she was packing up her office, Emma noticed a small, dusty vase on a bookshelf. It had been there for years, but now, with her newfound interest in cynosilicophobia, she saw it in a different light. The vase was empty, and yet it was still beautiful, still delicate and fragile. Just like Alex's fear of an empty glass, a reminder that sometimes, the things we fear most can also be a source of beauty and wonder. Emma smiled to herself as she closed her office door. She realized that cynosilicophobia wasn't just about being afraid of an empty glass, it was about embracing the imperfections and uncertainties of life itself.